Hey everyone, welcome to episode 6 of the BPM podcast. My name is Bill. Last week I reviewed Machine Gun Kelly's Ticket to My Downfall, which was a surprise enjoyment by me. This week we go all the way back to 1998 when Google was invented. Yes, I am older than Google. Britney Spears released Baby One More Time and Saving Private Ryan was released. But most importantly, Bare Naked Ladies released their fourth studio album, Stunt. The Canadian band released three albums prior to that, but they weren't major hits in the US, though they did rank in the top 15 back in their homeland. It wasn't until this album that the Bare Naked Ladies would make it big in the United States. It topped out at number 3 on the US Billboard Top 200 at its release and went 4 times platinum, selling over 4 million copies. There were 4 songs put out as singles after the album's release, the biggest one being One Week. The album received pretty high reviews. Sputnik Music gave it 5 stars, and Paste gave it a 7.4 out of 10. An interesting fact that I learned about the Bare Naked Ladies during my research is that they record one song from each album completely naked. For this album, it was the song Alcohol, which I think is an appropriate title to use. The Bare Naked Ladies are still together, and they just put out their newest album, De Tour de Force, which came out on July 16th, 2021. Stunt was released with 13 tracks for a total of 51 minutes and 17 seconds. If you do listen to it on Spotify, there are 16 tracks, putting the album at over 1 hour of listening time. I will not be reviewing those extra 3 songs. All right, let's get into the review. One Week. Everyone knows this song, if not just for the one lyric, Chickadee China, the Chinese Chicken. It's a fun song with verses that make absolutely no sense. However, if you listen to the chorus, it does tell a nice story about a couple. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. The second chorus. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. Third one. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, dropped your arms to the side and said I'm sorry. So you can see there's progression with the couple kind of putting their guard down and listening to each other and trying to get to a resolution for whatever fight they're having. It's still a song that I'm trying to learn all the lyrics to, but you know the song. It's Bare Naked Ladies' biggest hit. Not much more to say after that. It's All Been Done. This was the second single to be released. I like the sound of the song. As for the theme, it's about a relationship that started out great, since turned sour, and the couple is kind of going through the same motions day in and day out. Light Up My Room. The guitar starts off nice and slow. The song does a nice job of playing with words and using double meanings, something that Bare Naked Ladies do a lot in their songs. I'll Be That Girl. The song is about a guy that has been completely encapsulated by this girl that he sees. Some of the lyrics are, all the things I do to make myself turn blue, I suppose I'd start by removing all my clothes, tie my pantyhose around my neck, later on. If you will not have me as myself, perhaps as someone else, perhaps as you, I'll be worth noticing. So he's just saying that he'd do anything to be with this girl, trying to do something to get her to notice him. And he tells her later on in the song that he'll still be around when the beauty fades and everyone else has moved on. It's another lighthearted, fun song with a surprisingly deeper meaning to it. Leave. It may seem pretty obvious what this song is about, losing someone. But looking into it, the song is actually about the lead singer Ed Robertson's brother dying in a motorcycle crash. Some of the lyrics. How am I supposed to remember you when you won't let me forget? By those lyrics, it seems like he's still haunted by his brother and the things around him that remind him of his brother. He wants the feeling to break so he can heal and finally move on. And that does take some time. Some may take that as a bad thing to say, just trying to move on from the memories of your brother, but it's also not healthy to sit there and wallow in pity and sadness. The good comes from remembering the times you spent with him and removing yourself from that situation. Alcohol. This was single number 4 off the album and the one they recorded naked, as per tradition. It's another song with a fun tune that talks about a deeper issue, alcohol abuse. Some of the lyrics, I think the song starts off with, alcohol, my permanent accessory, alcohol, my party time necessity. The narrator is dependent on alcohol and could always be found with some sort of alcohol in his hand. Later in the song, though, he talks about finding the fine line between self-control and self-abuse, something that many people still have trouble with today. Call and Answer. This was the third single from the album. It's about two people that are in what seems like a failing relationship. However, the narrator has chosen to speak up and prove that's not the case. Some of the lyrics. And if you call, I will answer. And if you fall, I'll pick you up. And if you court this disaster, I'll point you home. He's calling her out that it's not a game of one-upsmanship or seeing who loves whom more, which definitely dooms a lot of relationships, trying to use it as a game. It's a partnership, and the two must work together. It's something that tends to lead to a downfall of a lot of relationships, keeping score, stuff like that. It doesn't bode well for anyone involved. Overall, I do like this song a lot. In the Car. The song is about a youthful relationship, hooking up in their mother's basement and in a car, just trying to find some privacy. However, it's not a relationship that's going to last. Some of the lyrics. It was mostly mutual masturbation. We groped for excuses. Those lines don't follow each other, just two separate lyrics in the song. Both lines have a double meaning, just showing that they weren't deeply invested into the relationship and they're just looking for something else while they were keeping each other company. Never is enough. The song starts off with the narrator listing off a bunch of things that he can do, but society will not deem it enough for him. Later on in the song, some of the lyrics are, "The world's your oyster shell, so what's that funny smell? You eat the bivalve anyway, you're sick with salmonella." We obviously know the phrase, "The world is your oyster," meaning you can do whatever you want. But the following lines after that say that life isn't always going to be easy, and there's going to be some bad that comes with the good, but you should still work hard at it to achieve your main goal. Who needs sleep? This song, obviously by the title, is about insomnia. It talks about all the things that are happening to him while he's trying to sleep. I just get tangled in the sheets. I swim in sweat 3 inches deep. My hands are locked up tight in fists. My mind is racing, filled with lists. And when you can't sleep, it seems like that's all you can think about is the fact that you're not sleeping. Funny enough, this happened to me last night, where I was in bed, ready to sleep, and I just couldn't fall asleep. And I just started tossing and turning, thinking about stuff going on in my life, getting up, trying to just tire myself out, and it made it a lot worse. I didn't get to bed till, or I didn't fall asleep until about 1 o'clock in the morning, about 2 hours after I wanted to. And it's just, your anxiety's racing, your heart's racing, your mind is just going through a million miles an hour, and you just can't relax and go back to sleep, or fall asleep at all. Told you so. This song is about someone the narrator knew getting what they deserved. He doesn't mean anything bad by it, it just happened. Some of the lyrics. You had a problem with your newfound wealth, you brought it on yourself. Later on, perhaps one day I'll grieve, or I never will. The second set of lyrics talk about the way he copes with loss. People handle loss differently. Some wear it on their sleeve, while others just bottle it up and don't let anyone know what they're feeling. So you may be grieving, but some people may never see it. Or you just accept it and move on and don't show that grief at all. Some fantastic. This song is about a scientist who wants to be with his assistant. Weird enough, I don't think we've ever had a song like that before or since. He lists a bunch of different things he could do in his career, but none will live up to the feeling of loving her. Some of the lyrics are, there's a lot I will never do, some fantastic, I know it's true, but none as much as my want to be with you. He's trying everything he can to get her back to fall in love with him, but after she leaves, he realizes that he is worse off without her. Some of the lyrics at that point, bye-bye self-respect, I haven't had much of it since you left, I missed out on the best of you. Next song is When You Dream, which is the last song on the studio album. Like I said, there's three more songs on Spotify. If you want to listen to those, you're more than welcome to. But this song is very calming compared to the rest of the album. It's about reincarnation, a new birth, and just asking questions about what a newborn dreams when they're born. Could they have been someone in a past life and they're just dreaming in those experiences, or is it just a blank slate? The chorus is, when you dream, what do you dream about? Do you dream about music or mathematics or planets too far for the eye? Do you dream about Jesus or quantum mechanics or angels who sing lullabies? It's a very sweet song with a very wholesome message. Not something I would expect from Bare Naked Ladies. But overall, this is actually a very good album, and there's no surprise that it was their best-selling album. I definitely recommend listening to it. And Bare Naked Ladies is more than just their song 1 week. But next week, I'll be reviewing an album featuring a song about a certain someone who doesn't know. If you have any recommendations, you can email me at bpivots@gmail.com or tweet at me, Mr. _Piv1127. Until then, stay safe and keep rocking.